Hello, welcome to this Monday Motivation Talk. And today I am going to be talking about the massive insights I've gotten from the Tony Robbins Challenge, the one he did past week. It was virtually, and it was called The New World, New You, in which he basically said, this is not just a new year, but this is a life-changing moment in time in which you can decide to grow or decide to hold yourself back, stay down, put yourself down mentally, and just kind of be mad about everything that's happening. And he didn't just mean with Corona, but it is indeed a new time because Corona happened and it's still going on. And there's so many consequences, even though you might not be affected by the disease itself. So long story short, today I want to share as many insights as I can fit in into this video, because I know that I got so much from those 5 days. I really am going to share as many as possible, but once again, it's impossible to fit everything in. I decided that today I'm going to be talking about a few topics with you. And one of them is energy. So how do you stay highly lifted, high energy, and how do you get out of frustration? And I'll actually give a personal example of something that just literally a minute ago happened to me. I'm going to be talking about success, what it actually is, how it actually makes you feel, how you actually achieve it. I'm going to be talking about happiness. I'm going to be talking about mindset. I'm going to be talking about how good problems actually are, and more of that. So just a few topics that I'd like to go over. I'm just getting out my notes because I just want to make sure that we are getting clear on everything I want to mention today. But to give you a context of this challenge with Tony Robbins and the insights, the promotion for this challenge had been going on for a few weeks, and I saw his ads and I was like, okay, that's pretty nice. And I have read one of his books, saw so many of his videos, all that stuff, saw a lot of interviews with him. But I was like, yeah, probably it's going to be very salesy and commercial. So I didn't expect much of it and didn't sign up. Then Leonard did sign up. I don't know why. And we were like, okay, it looks cool. And then we forgot about when it started. And then I was on Instagram the moment I think it started, around like last week, Thursday or so. And then one of the people I follow is a very mindset driven entrepreneur, someone who is like constantly growing and loves Tony Robbins and has already been to 4 of his events, live events. She said, like, I went to the challenge, I just checked it out, was very curious, and I have to tell you, it resembles so much the actual event. It's actually really, really worth it. So if you haven't seen it yet, go do it. So I told Leonard, like, hey, didn't we sign up? Shouldn't we check it out? And we did. And just kind of no expectations, really. And the moment we started the webinar, so it was like, it was 5 days, well, it was 4, but then he made it 5. And of course he did it in his time zone, the US, so it was already recorded and we replayed it. And we just started watching and we were glued to the screen because there were so many insights from moment one. And it's not just some pump up positive shit. It's actually beyond inspiring. It actually is actionable. Gets you thinking about yourself and your mindset. Even for people that feel that they're ready, like growing super fast, you can always learn. So in this short session, I'd like to share my biggest insights with you. And like I mentioned, I am going to start off with energy, because I was so apparently present in these webinars. Tony Robbins comes across super energetic, always fresh, you know, never tired. And I think he is, and partly you can say it's show, but most of all, it's the way he puts himself into the right state. So he talked about peak performance and getting your energy level to a 10. And he said that he had a 90-second rule. So whenever he feels down or frustrated or mad or angry or just tired, whatever, like, is just not a high state, he grabs himself, kind of like notices it, is conscious of feeling so, and then tells himself, hey, I don't want to be in this state. I don't want to feel this way. There's no use. It's not good for me. It will drag me down. It won't make me productive. It doesn't make me happy. People around me will feel frustrated too. I'm not going to feel this way. I don't accept this state. and thus I'm going to get myself out of it. So that's part one of getting to a high energy state. But then what he does, and what has been so apparent and so present in his webinars, is energy making, basically generating energy. And he does that by dancing and moving. He says that motion is emotion, meaning that if you move your body, your state of mind will be different too. And as you can imagine, your state of mind cannot be frustrated, mad, angry when you're dancing. Just think about that for a moment. And thus we started dancing. I think we did it like 5, 6, 7 times per webinar. And first time you're like, oh, this is awkward, but you'll notice the shift. So yeah, we were sitting down. It's a virtual session, right? But every time he kind of went deep into like a topic and shared some lessons, then from that state, you're kind of like drawn in, right? Like mentally. So you're writing and you're like, whoa, this is so true. And it's such an insight. And then the moment he's done with that depth, let's say, he says, okay, back to that energy state. And he actually puts on a song, like a high energy, positive, pumped up dance song. And he tells you to start moving behind your screen. So first he gets you up from this chair and says, get up and dance. And just for a minute, maybe two, but I think it's just 1 minute, you have to start dancing as a crazy person. Like, yeah, it makes no sense. Maybe if you feel like, you know, why would I do that? But the moment you do it, even though you feel a bit awkward, like you're like, whoa, like I feel so much better now. And nothing happened except me just being silly and dancing. And then the moment you sit in your chair, he's like, okay, now you're in your chair. I want you to gain and generate more energy than you did when you were standing just now. Go. And then it just makes you do that dancing again in your chair. But you do it differently because you, yeah, basically only move your top body, right? So you just put your hands in the air like, yeah, wow. And that helps. It really helps because afterwards you feel warm inside, literally, because you moved. You feel a bit more fresh. You feel happier and you're like, okay, what's next? And I have to tell you, it sounds a bit like, oh, pump up and just motivational coaching. And honestly, this was the key, I guess, key to the webinars, but also key to a life-changing insight that we got. So anytime you feel down, low, tired, frustrated, whatever, notice it right away. Like, hey, I'm in that state. And then use a 90-second rule saying, I don't want to be in this state anymore. It doesn't serve me, doesn't help me, doesn't help anyone around me. This has no use. This is not who I want to be. And then dance around, move around, do something that's just out of your head and into your body. So that's number one. Furthermore, I guess the message with all this is don't wait to feel good. Like, don't wait until you finish your work and you're like, yeah, but then I'm going to do sports and I'm just going to like rage everything out and get more energy. Or yeah, after I did all this, I'm going to do a call and then I'll feel better. Or yeah, I'll put on the music later. It doesn't really serve me right now. I just have to push through. It's something that I personally really suffer from, saying that I get frustrated easily and I stay in that vibe for a long time. And it makes no sense because I actually get a headache from having that state and just don't feel like working anymore. It's just not fun or enjoyable. But once I started noticing the effect, basically, of this dancing around, moving around and getting yourself from a 0 or a 5 to a 10 in energy, I started understanding it better and applying it without me even noticing. Because that's another thing that Tony Robbins keeps saying, like, there's so much that I can tell you and you're like, oh yeah, I know that. Yeah, I've been there. Yeah. But you don't do it. You don't apply it. And then it won't stick. But if you do something, it will get ingrained in your head and you'll just do it out of nowhere. So to give you that example of how I implemented this already after a month, or actually after a week of this challenge, right before I was recording this session, as the one you're listening and watch to right now, I wanted to go live on Instagram, as I always do on Monday. I do a motivational talk, right? And I went live on my new phone. I have an iPhone now and I have a new ring light and it's a new setup, but I just decided to go for it. I was like, yeah, it's going to be fine. And I was like 5 minutes into the whole session and I was explaining, I think, exactly what I'm saying to you right now, like up until here. And then all of a sudden the screen just kind of locks. And I guess I wasn't live anymore. I was just like, wait, huh? So I was quiet because I was like, maybe there's people watching. I'm like looking and I couldn't open my phone and the Instagram app wasn't working anymore. And I was like, okay. But I stayed really calm, even though I didn't even tell myself to calm down. I was like, okay, it's not working. There was someone watching this while I was doing it. Now she's gone. Okay, that's weird. Okay, I'm not live anymore. What shall I do? Shall I go live again? I was like, if I go live again, it might happen again because I'm not kind of comfortable yet with this iPhone and the way it works. Apparently, it's so different from what I'm used to. So I was like, you know what? This is not a good moment to try it again because I'll get frustrated. Let me just go on stories and tell everybody about this mistake and that I will record it and then I'll just put it live again. And then I decided that and I record those stories. And then before I started recording the new session, the one you're listening right now, I was like, huh? I didn't even get frustrated. Huh? I didn't go into a low state. Huh? I didn't even pay attention to it. I was fixing the problem right away. And it's funny because honestly, this is really new to me. So just like in a short example, I want to give to you that it can really be life-changing if you want to pump up your state. So whenever we feel tired now, like somewhere during the day, right? At some point you feel drained or whatever, drink water, like stay hydrated. That's also one of the things that Tony kept repeating. And then dance and move around, make yourself silly, feel funny, do something really weird with your hands and body. And then from there say, I accept no longer that I feel this way. I want to be in that peak state. And that's it. It works. So long explanation, but I would say the most important one, the key insight I had from all this. Then moving on to the second topic, I will go through it a little bit faster. Problems, right? Everybody has problems, whether we want them or not. Well, we created some of them, some we just like were thrown at us. We all have problems. Doesn't matter which age you are, what life you live, how rich you are, whatever, we all have our problems. And I don't know how he started talking about this, but literally he said like, we all try to push away problems. Either we try to fix them, but most of us just kind of feel like, oh, I don't want to do this. And why is this happening to me? Just feel that they're suffering from this pain. But he says the problem with problems is that you don't want to have them. And I was just thinking about that for a second, like, okay, yeah, no, I don't want to have problems. Why would I want to have problems? And then he starts explaining everything around problems, right? So literally what he says is that if you have problems, it's a sign that you're alive. This is paraphrasing, by the way. But literally everybody on this planet who is alive has problems. And it makes you feel alive, whether you want it or not. You're constantly in a journey. You're fixing things. You're growing. You know, you're contributing. You're understanding things better. Problems actually move you forward. Whether we want to hear this or not, I think this is another big insight I had. Problems let you grow and learn. Whether you call it a failure or just something on your path you weren't expecting or just a bump in the road or an obstacle on your way, we can all just categorize them in problems. And the funny thing is that the more you grow as a person, so whatever you're doing right now, you're always growing, right? So if you look at yourself a year ago, you'd see that you might have bigger problems now, right? So there's people who always say like, now I have adult life problems. I think that's very true actually, that the older you grow, the bigger your problems are. But also the more you grow as a person in mindset, in success, in finance, whatever, the bigger problems you have. So point one is be grateful for the fact that you have problems because you grow and learn from them. They actually make you feel alive. Secondly, be happy that you have your problems, even though sometimes you're like, how do you want to have these? No, no, no. But understand there's people out there who have way bigger problems than you have right now, whether you want to accept it or not, and thus be grateful for the ones you have to tackle. Then it's like whenever a problem is solved, right? This is at least speaking from my experience. Whenever a problem is solved, a new one appears. Or when something is a challenge and it no longer is a challenge, something else appears. You're like, oh, really? I'm just kidding. Yeah, yeah, that's how I feel. But this is just like whatever you want to call it, God, universe, or just the world or coincidence, that is testing you. And you cannot solve your problems if you're not big enough. So you will never get a problem that you cannot solve, because you will grow towards solving that problem, if that makes sense. So whenever you get something in your path that is completely against your expectations, your will, your desire, against your values, whatever, just say, let that sink in for a moment, like, hey, this is a problem and this is an opportunity to grow from. I can learn from this moment. And this is something that will blow your mind once you understand that the problems you have are here to move you forward. So be grateful for your problems. And lastly, this point on problems, apart from the fact that opportunities are there for you to grow, so problems are opportunities for you there to grow, this is the one thing you can tell yourself that Tony Robbins explained as like a mindset thing, but also like kind of like a mind fuck. Whenever you have something that happens against your will, right? So you wanted to get promoted, but you didn't get the promotion. Or you wanted to move abroad, but it couldn't happen because of the COVID-19 situation. Or you had a nice date and you were like almost in love, but you weren't mentioning it, but you're like, oh, this is really great. And then the second time he doesn't turn up or he doesn't answer your text and you're like, how the hell? Like, I got so like pumped up and now I'm like so devastated. Whenever you have those moments, just say to yourself, this is good. This is good. I didn't get the promotion. This is good. Honestly, this is amazing. It's amazing. I didn't move abroad even though I wanted to. That's great. Because when you say that to yourself, you'll actually ingrain in your brain that problems are good, opportunities to grow. And from that saying of good, which sounds kind of silly right now, but once you start doing that all the time, like, I don't feel good, that's good. I now have an opportunity to feel good again. I'm going to pump myself up. You will understand that problems are positive. Yeah, that's it. Mic drop. Anyway, then some information, some insights on action taking. I guess it resembles a lot to what I just relate to what I just said. Problems, issues, challenges, setbacks, all that stuff. Many of us, whenever we have a problem or a setback, we stop. We just quit doing something. We're like, never mind, I won't do this. I won't pursue it anymore. Actually, we quit at the moment we think we're going to fail. Well, whatever you think of failure right now, I have to tell you, failure is amazing, just like problems. Failure moments are moments of growth. And I don't believe in failing. I just believe in growing. Anyway, most people that have obstacles, they just stop from there instead of moving forward. And thus, they don't take action on something anymore, right? The only way to get through a problem, an issue, a failure, is massive action. So keep moving forward. So if you feel, you try again. And what do you try again is the question you might ask, like, what shall I do whenever I have something that's against me? Tony Robbins kept repeating this over the course of the past days, that it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do something in that situation, that you don't let something stop you at that moment in time, but actually it is an opportunity for you to say, okay, what can I do next? And it can be so tiny, but if you get yourself into motion, you will be the one who ends up successfully, whatever it might be. And don't forget that you can be more creative than you think in your solution. So if something wasn't working and thus therefore you did not achieve anything or you failed at something, you can say, how can I be more creative? How can I be more creative to solve this issue, right? Or how can I get past this challenge? So when people say, I've tried everything, you haven't. So this is a moment to say, okay, is there an area in my life where I feel that I have huge problems and I feel like I cannot solve them and I feel that I just want to give up? Then ask yourself, is it really a challenge? Then secondly, have I tried everything? Then can I do something to move forward? And then how can I grow from this and how good is this actually for me? I think those are the key points. Then furthermore, he said this, and I love this one for myself, actually. Be disgusted with your own inaction. So whenever you are lazy, you're in your comfort zone, like I am with sports, by the way. I put down this big goal of me being a fit girl, changing my identity in terms of sport and health, and I am slacking. I am slacking big time. I'm not proud of it. I'm just saying it right now. And I'm disgusted with my own inaction in that sense. And I have to tell myself this so I will actually take action on it today. I'm disgusted with it. And if you would tell yourself, I'm disgusted with your own inaction, or I'm disgusted with my own staying in my comfortable comfort zone, then you know it's time for you to grow and take action no matter what you need to do. And thus, in case you're like, okay, but how should I move forward? So hard. Simplicity is key, is another thing that Tony Robbins said. Simplicity is key. So whenever you're feeling so complicated and so complex and everything is intertwined, it's so hard, it's so related, and only if that person does that, then I can move on. No. Make it simple. Like, make it so simple, it's almost too simple. And then you just do it and you're like, okay, that's it. Okay, I can do more. So make it simple. And lastly, most of us, I guess everybody, tends to overthink, right? Overthink everything, all decisions in our lives, actions, payments, all that stuff. Like, shall I do it? Is it a good idea? If you get into your head, you're dead. That's what Tony Robbins also says. So don't get into your head. Forget it. Like, once you feel that you're back in your head and you're overthinking, overcomplicating, coming up with excuses and saying, I've done all this and I'm tired of it, then get the hell out of it and get moving into your body, into the action mode, and forget about the thinking process, because you probably have overthought it so much already. You probably are not, you're discouraging yourself while in the back of your head, you know you actually have all that it takes already within you. Yeah, let that sink in. All right. Furthermore, on success, and I decided to leave out the business insights I got because I think many of you listening and watching are not entrepreneurs or are just not so into business per se. If you are interested in that, do let me know in a DM so I will actually record something on that as well. Part two on the insights from Tony Robbins' challenge is about success, and I'll keep it short. But basically, I wrote down so much on how to reach success, how to be successful. And first thing that comes to mind is like, oh, that's for your business, right? Indeed, it's also for the business, but I actually decided to leave out the business insights for this session because I understand that many of you are not entrepreneurs or not so business oriented. If you are interested in this per se, then just send me a DM. Don't hesitate, because I'd love to share those insights with you as well. But right now, I'm just gonna focus on success, generally speaking, and that can be seen as like a business insight or as a personal insight, but either way, it's gonna be super valuable for you. And spoiler alert, and that's why I'm gonna tell you so much about success. I'm so persuaded by Tony Robbins's work, also in his entrepreneurship, because he owns 70 or 80 companies, apart from his Tony Robbins events business. So he understands business to the core. He knows how to be successful, how to own, how to run, how to do operations. And it's hilarious because what he says, and that's also one of the insights, is that when it comes to success, it's like 80% psychology, so you can say mindset, and 20% mechanics. And with that, he basically means you can learn so much about like skills and how to run an ad or how to persuade your boss or negotiate in salary, but 80% of it is just the way you come across, the way you feel, the way you are dedicated, motivated, and all that stuff, rather than the mechanics to it. And of course, it's also very important, but it's less important. And this goes for a lot of things. So the number one insight in terms of success from his challenge is that when you add more value and you serve more people and you genuinely care about them, and yeah, so actually the outcome as well, you will be successful in the sense that you feel fulfilled, but also in the sense that you earn a lot of money with it and get wealthy. And this is not dirty money talk at all. First of all, I don't think money is dirty. But secondly, this can be very valuable for you to know. So an example is that you understand this, but just to give an illustration, when you do cleaning work for a living, right? So you clean hotels, for instance, you're doing good work. I mean, you're helping people feel more comfortable and more at home in the hotel rooms and all that stuff. It's valuable work. But the value you're adding to the whole process of that client being in the hotel, getting served, sleeping well, is just minimal, to say the least. And again, I'm not trying to be disrespectful. It's just an illustration of black and white so you understand the importance of serving and adding value. Secondly, in this illustration, anyone can do this work, right? So you don't have to be 30 or 13 or whatever. You don't need to have a degree. You don't have to do anything for it, but just start mobbing, basically, right? Again, generalizations, but you understand the point. Rather than when you are, let's say, a business coach and you have clients that you coach intensely and you focus on money mindset and you are an expert in the field because you have been through the process yourself, you understand NLP techniques, you have a coaching degree, you understand how Facebook marketing works, so you know how to build a brand and you put yourself out there. You have built different products, high-end products, low-end products, and with that, you can help 1,000 people a year. For instance, right? The difference between these two people is that for the one thing, you don't need skill, and for the second one, you do need skill and a lot of experience and learning and growing. So again, that 80% mindset and 20% mechanics. But the point is that when you add more value by being able to say to your client or whoever you're helping, how can it be of help to you, right? So what else do you need? Or I feel that you need an extra session. I'm offering it for free, but you know, you need an extra session because I feel that this is just something that's stuck in your mind and I think I can add more value for you so you can actually just push through those boundaries you feel right now, for instance. Or in our case, right? So for GrowTribute, we have a paid or multiple paid products that people can literally buy from us and start doing on their own or work with a group program. But we also offer free help. So we have our content on social media that is always valuable. Literally, we always ask ourselves, is this valuable? Can you get anything out of this insight or this food or thought podcast or post or slideshow or whatever? Is it valuable? That's a free thing that we offer. We have a podcast, but we also offer like a free mini series on how to find clarity in your career. And if you would know the effort behind it to actually put that together, so understanding what we could offer that would be helpful for people all around the globe, putting it into scripts, making a workbook, making an ebook, shooting the videos, putting in an auto cue, editing all the work, putting it in a platform, uploading everything, putting on a Facebook ad, putting in emails. That's just like the basic stuff. But all I'm saying is that when you know what your client needs or the people around you need, and you have the gems inside you and the power within you to add that value, whether it's for free or not, but I would say do it for free, and you add more and more of that value, you'll be able to help more people. Because in the end, people will recommend you, right, for what you do. So probably in our case, people will end up telling their friends like, oh yeah, you're talking about career guidance. Like, I just got it from them. Like, GrowTribute offers this free thing. I can show you the link and maybe you want it too. And from there, like, it just starts growing. But long story short, and I'm always very long on my stories and I try to get a message across, so I will just summarize it for you guys. The point is that if you genuinely care about the people around you, so personally, but also genuinely care about your clients in a business perspective, and you want to help them out, actually serve them, you'll be able to do so for free. And from there, you will get more clients and add more value and grow your network because other people will recommend you because you genuinely care about them. You honestly put in the effort and the work and you gave them so much value for free. In the end, they might end up as clients or they'll start recommending you or they'll watch your podcast or listen to your podcast more. So I guess with all this, the power to getting to a wealthy state in your life is by constantly adding value and not being so withholding in the sense that you have to earn money with everything you do. So when a friend asks you to, for instance, right, review his LinkedIn page, then some of you, and actually I was one of them, was like, yeah, I can do that, but that's actually part of the work I do, so I would like to get paid for it. But some people, you know, they need it so badly and you know that it will be powerful if you help them for free. Just do it. Just help people. Be caring. Be honest. Like, truly be there and serve. And from there, be so invaluable that people cannot be without you or cannot hesitate to recommend you to a friend. So just put yourself out there as a caring person. Actually feel that as well, of course, but understand where you can add your value. And from there, you can actually put that into business too. And this goes for the second point as well. Understand your competitive advantage. And it sounds like business again. This can also be personal, or whether you're an employee or an entrepreneur. If you build a brand of your own, so by just always looking and feeling great, or by being caring towards your coworkers, or always being the one starting that conversation, or putting yourself out there and just performing, whatever it is, you're building a personal brand, whether you want it or not. So just be careful of how you present yourself during the day, right? Also with friends and family. And at some point, you're building a personal brand, and the question becomes, what is your competitive advantage? Also, when you're in a business and you're an employee. So for instance, how will you get promoted if everybody can be promoted in your role? But why will you stand out? What are you doing differently? What are you doing extra? How are you showing up? So this is the question for you right now. Like, how can you be more successful by adding more value and serving other people, and therewith building your personal brand and showing others without telling, right? Showing without telling your competitive advantage. And this also goes for you personally. So if you're a person that always is excited and cheery and persuasive, and there are people around you who are like, oh yeah, I expect of her to be this way, then whenever someone needs you or is like, oh yeah, she's always so positive, maybe I can ask her, right, how I can get out of this bad state that I'm in, for instance, right? Just be certain that whatever you put out there, the way you express yourself, the way you look, is a part of your personal brand. Last point. And it might be a bit overwhelming, but there's so much more, of course. But this is the last point I'm going to share with you. The science of achievement and the art of fulfillment will lead you to a successful life. Here it goes, the explanation. We can all understand the blueprint of getting to success. So what you need to do, what you need to change, what you need to become, what you need to understand, all that stuff. And that's a science, meaning that you have like almost like a checklist for it. You can read your books, you can watch how other people do it. But when it comes to being successful, it's never enough to achieve your goals, your desires, your dreams, your hopes. And Tony Robbins gave this as a really long example as well, when he talked about Robin Williams, not the singer, but the actor. He killed himself, even though he was super successful. He did everything he wanted to achieve. He was literally highly performing, super successful, but he wasn't fulfilled in any way. And in the end, he ended up killing himself. If you want to get the elaboration on this whole thing, I recorded a podcast on this too, a short podcast. But basically, whatever you do in life, make sure to feel fulfillment in it as well. So when you, when you try to achieve your goals, like becoming fit or finding a new relationship, understand what it brings you, the journey, but also the vibe, and feel that you're giving back, for instance. But anything that you do and achieve should be counterbalanced with fulfillment. And this is also a note to myself, right? So this is also a thing that I'm working on. I'm a high achiever. I love to reach my goals and read my books and get accounts and everything I want to do. But it's really hard for it to feel great and feel accomplished when you are not fulfilled about it. So the worst thing that can happen to you when you grow yourself mindset-wise, physically, you surround yourself with the right people, you feel great about everything. Everything is going your way, right? Even though you have problems, you solve them. Once you get to that success, but you feel no fulfillment in whatever you do, no meaning, you feel empty, then it's already too late. So actually, Tony Robbins warns for this. He knows a lot of billionaires who have the money, have the success, did everything they wanted to achieve, but feel miserable. And don't know if you achieve or you want to become, aspire to become a millionaire, billionaire, but whatever you achieve or want to achieve, make sure to counterbalance it with fulfillment for everything you have already. Be grateful for what you have, what you are, what you become, what you are becoming, who you're helping, what products you're making that will actually change the lives of other people. Just be sure that everything you do can also be felt in your heart and not just in your mind. All right, that was my last insight from Tony Robbins' challenge. Hope you learned a lot. Let me know what you found the most insightful. Just send me a DM on Instagram, and I'd love to hear from you. And enjoy the rest of your day. Ciao.